Okay. Time. Now. I'm supposed to speak slowly because we have a lot of time left in this segment. Time now for the weekly multiple listing sales update. It's the 11th week of the year, 2023, and a nice monk-like number, 1,280th week. I've compiled these statistics. Single-family residences only just through the Santa Barbara Multiple Listing Service, South Coast. From Carpinteria to Goleta, the week ending March 17th, 2023. Wasn't that St. Patrick's Day, Friday? I had corned beef and cabbage on Thursday. And Saturday I had a corned beef Reuben. So I kind of bookended.
No haggis.
For the week ending March 17th, 2023, first of three categories, new listings. 14 new listings hit the books this week. Again, inventory numbers are so low. Amazingly, we have more listings on the market this year than we did last year. We have 111. Last year we had 104. Year before that, 126. So it's not brand new in this low level of inventory, but it'd be nice if it was getting a little better. So 14 new listings. One is closed at $1,625,000. The low for the week, $899,000 on West Ortega, but that was on the east side of the 101, and a high of $16.9 million on Cold Springs Road. One of the 14 new listings were under $1 million. Median price, $3,314,500. A second category, opened escrows, under single-digit numbers. Nine lucky people opened escrow on their single-family home for the week ending St. Patrick's Day, March 2023. A low of $899,000 on a street that was formerly named Indio Muerto. Mm-hmm. What is the name of that street? For bonus points, please. Hutash. The high, $1,895,000 on Bel Air Drive. No, it's not the high for the week. It's high. $1,895,000 Bel Air Drive, which was a very nice Chevy. One of the nine opened escrows were under $1 million. Median price, $1,006,000. A low $1,006,000. Year to date median price, $2,272,000. And then finally, behind door number three, sold listings, eight sales. You know, when I give these numbers, it doesn't really reflect what I think all real estate agents see every day on the hot sheets. I mean, we're seeing activity. You're seeing sales. But it's so odd to me when these numbers are so low. Eight sold listings, a low of $1,435,000 on Lassen Drive, backing up to the creek there and the bike path, and a high of $8.2 million on Pimiento Lane. A closing gift, you buy him some olives, and none of the eight sold listings were under $1 million. Median price, under $2 million, $1,960,000. Those are the numbers for the week ending St. Patrick's Day, March 2023. If anyone asks you, What percentage of the listings are in escrow right now? Tell them 35%. Last year was 38%. We have 59 listings in escrow, a snapshot for the week ending March 17th. 59. Last year at this time, we had 64. So even though the year-to-date sales is so much lower than last year, we only had 112 sales thus far this year for the first 11 weeks, last year it was 215. At least we have the same amount in escrow, close to it. We're at the end of the program. Thanks for listening and listing. Although I do encourage you to invest in real estate, remember goodness is the only investment that never fails. Stay tuned. I'll be back next time at this time for another edition of Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. I am your local realtor. Go to RadioRealEstate.com, RadioRealEstate.com. Search listings throughout California. Listen to past broadcasts. Call me after the program, 805-452-2428, 452-CHAT. If you'd like to buy or sell a property, or with any real estate question, because remember, I can answer any question eventually.